Hey everybody, it's Bruce Chamoff, Become a Successful Podcaster podcast. My goal is to help you guys become not just successful, but to help you grow your audience to become a really successful podcaster as far as making money with your podcast and monetizing, growing audience, and becoming an influencer in your podcast niche. All of this is important. And the interesting thing is that after managing a podcast network and marketing almost 300 podcasts, I know who's successful and what they're doing to become successful. So I'm helping them. They're helping themselves as well. But a lot of people are not succeeding. They're just putting the episodes out there and they're not getting much engagement. Now, you need engagement in order for your audience to grow. Now, I'll say this. When you're trying to grow your audience, you can't be complacent because people are very, very fickle about what they listen to and what they are subscribing to. And sometimes they'll just get bored and they'll never come back. Your episodes have to be engaging from the beginning. And there's a lot that you can do. Now, some of these five tips I'm going to give you today in this podcast, you might not find normal, but you know what? Normal never really wins, does it? It's when you break away from normal and you do things that are out of the box. And when you do things out of the box, people notice because they're looking at all the normal stuff and they're getting bored. They have a habit of getting used to the normal stuff and ignoring it because that's just the way we are. You know, we see something normal and it just goes into our subconscious. So you need to break out of that and think out of the box. Now, let me give you these five tips because first of all, I want you guys to also follow me on Instagram as well. Okay, so follow me at Bruce_Chamoff. Okay, and I'll be putting Instagram pieces out there for you as well. Now let's get into the first thing right here. My voice is cracking. It's what time is it? 6:50 in the morning now. I do my podcast in the morning. And I'm trying to do all these podcasts for you almost every day if I can. So let's get into the first one. Five ways you can make your podcast audience grow fast. And the first thing is, now you probably heard this. I know a lot of podcasters do not use this. This one is normal, but it's not being used. And that is that call to action. Now, you want to tell people to subscribe to your podcast within the first 60 seconds because their attention rate will drop off sooner or later in your episode. And if you don't tell them to subscribe, they might never come back to another episode. So tell them what they're going to get when they subscribe. And that's actually number two. Give a benefit within the first 60 seconds. Okay. Now, so that's one and two. You're going to combine those. Okay, so we're going to combine those, right? Now, call to action and give a benefit. A good example of that is if you would like a special discount code, subscribe to my podcast and I'll give it to you in a couple of episodes. That's a good one right there. And it only took me about 10 seconds to say. Now, hold on a second. You're going to need the call to action. Now, let's kind of dissect what the call to action is. It's really important. A call to action is just that. Somebody's taking they're performing an action, which is a verb. Remember when you were in elementary school and we learned that verbs are actions? Well, call to actions have to start with a verb. It makes sense to me. And I say this when I do all my public speaking engagements. I actually said this in Vancouver and they loved it when I was doing my WordCamp presentation for WordPress at the University of British Columbia. Now, here's the thing. You need to know what that benefit is, okay? Sometimes people don't care about discount codes. Maybe, you know, if you're doing like a podcast, let's say, on COVID-19 or vaccine or whatever, you want to say something like, subscribe to this podcast to find out the best places to find vaccines quickly. Okay, I know that kind of makes people cringe, you know, podcast, COVID-19, coronavirus. But you know what? As of right now, that is what the biggest news is going on, okay? The vaccine, okay? The vaccine, people want to know where to get a vaccine, how they can get a vaccine, should they get a vaccine, what's the side effects. You know what? If I said to you right now, if you subscribe to my podcast and I will show you exactly, or I'll tell you exactly when I find locations that you can have a vaccine real fast and where you're eligible, you would subscribe if you haven't been vaccinated yet, right? Or let's say that you want, just great place to eat and you're doing a local podcast. You can, if you went around to like 10 different pizza places or sushi places, Japanese restaurants, you can say, subscribe to my podcast if you're into sushi or pizza, and I'm going to give you the best places. You're giving advice, you're giving information, and that will have your audience grow. Now, here's the thing, here's the trick. You don't give it to them right away. You don't give them those benefits. I mean, you do give them the benefits, but you kind of, you want to spread it out over different episodes because you want people to come back. You don't want to give that benefit every single episode because people will just stop coming once they get the benefit, all right? But the trick is to give them a lot of benefits. Like in this podcast, I'm giving you a lot of benefits. I want to help you succeed with your podcast. I want to help you monetize, and I want to help you grow your audience, as I'm doing now. That's fine. Now, I just gave you two things to grow, two things you need to do right to grow your podcast. I said things. What is that, like a piece of advice? Two pieces of advice. Yeah, something like that. I'm also going to have host coming on. All right, now tell people to listen to your episode. That is number three. Tell people to listen to your episode. I know that sounds kind of redundant and obvious, but it's not. People will not listen. They'll listen for maybe 30 seconds or 60 seconds and they'll be bored. This is what you got to do. Tell people, take my podcast with you on your phone, on your mobile phone. Okay, listen to my podcast on your phone, or listen to it on your computer, listen to it on Facebook, listen to it on Instagram, because you're gonna put those MP3s up there anyway, right? So you want to tell people, listen to it, listen, listen, listen. And you know what? Everywhere, every social network, every device you can think of. Hey, you got an iPad? Cool. Listen to my podcast episode on your iPod or whatever. You have to tell people to listen. And by the way, that's also a call to action, okay? Because people will not always listen. They'll be there, they'll be doing something else. You will be background noise. Maybe I'm background noise to you right now, but try not to. All right. Anyway, here's a very important one. And this one you might not find normal, but like I said, this is not normal at all. Ditch the introduction. Have you noticed that I don't have an introduction in this episode? I go into some pretty heavy detail in my first episode. If you listen to season one, episode two, that's on the introduction. And I know from listening to podcasts that the introductions, they're really boring after a while. It's just the same introduction every single episode. Yes, I know you're trying to brand your podcast, but do you think that that introduction really brands the podcast? I don't think it does. You would think it does, like a radio show. I'm not going to tell you too much about this one because I have a whole nother episode on that. Listen to season one, episode two, which is the one right before this one. But I'll say this about the introduction. People have to shop. When I say shop, they have to search for your voice when you start that episode, and it's very frustrating to them. I know it's frustrating to me when I just want to hear the podcaster talk. I don't care about that wild music and that wonderful voiceover, that crazy guy who's got that deep voiceover. I just don't care. It's nice once, all right? You might want to put it on every couple of episodes, but not every single episode. It will drive people away, all right? Now, let's go to the next one. The fifth one, actually. I just gave you four, by the way. Let's recap here. So the first two, which you use in tandem together, is call to action to subscribe. Plus, get the benefit within the first 60 seconds. Now, those are the first two. Okay, now you have tell people to listen to your first episode. That's number three. And number four, ditch the introduction. Number five is an interesting one. It takes a little research on your part, but it does work wonders. And I say that right now because I'm going to call out a few audience members right now. I want to say thank you to Dondi Nettles, who has been talking to me on LinkedIn. We just do the video thing back and forth. Now, I also want to call out Dr. Sylvia DeLobo. I think I pronounced that right, not sure. Sylvia has a dental podcast, okay? And I know somebody recently who just got dental implants, and I just, lo and behold, just saw that episode on, the title was dental implants. It's a very cool one. Now, I also want to call out Adam Adams. Now, this is what I'm doing. I'm calling out audience members. People love that. People love the sound of their first name. If you actually read the book from, was it Dale Carnegie? And I always get Dale Carnegie and Andrew Carnegie confused. I think Andrew Carnegie was the American Steel Company, and Dale Carnegie was the guy who wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People. Well, guess what? One chapter in that book says that people love the sound of their name, of their first name. So call out their name. It's very cool. I mean, I'm gonna, I think it's very cool that people call other people, audience members out. I think it's great. And that's because people will keep subscribing if you call them out. How do you do some research? Well, you know what? I'm just gonna tell you right now. Hey guys, just comment, add a comment, and tell me your name. What's wrong with that? Tell me your podcast. Call out people's businesses. Call out their names. Tell them you appreciate them for listening. That goes a long way. I really appreciate you guys for listening. So listen, I'm gonna wrap this up because I don't want to take up too much of your time here, but I do want you to succeed. So keep subscribing to my podcast because I'm gonna put out episodes probably about 3 or 4 times a week just to make you guys more successful. Also, Podno 2021 on Saturday, June 26th. We have an amazing online podcasting conference with a lot of speakers, a QA panel, and some really cool entertainment. I'm doing the keynote speech, and I'm going to get you guys all psyched up to become more successful at your podcast. Definitely follow me on Instagram at Bruce underscore Chamoff and anything else I could do for you. All right, let me know.